What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
That is right, Danny Myers, Alon Fong. Welcome to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. Okay, so today it's Rockin' Pod Recap is what we're going to do for you. Rockin' Pod was a great rock and podcast convention that went on back in March in Nashville, Tennessee, put on by just some amazing people. We got to interview. It's where podcasters and rock people meet, and we all got to interview each other and had just a whole lot of fun. So we had 9 interviews that Alon and I had brought back with us from Rockin' Pod. So of these 9 interviews, today is going to be the final interview from that series. Alon, talk a little bit about who all we've had on so far, and then we'll talk about our final guest.
So today is the 9th interview, the 9th. Number 1 was Eric Martin, number from Mr. Big. Number 2 was Steve Blaze from Lillian X. Then from The Howard Stern Show, comedian Craig Gass. Then we had the bass player from All That Remains and CKY, Mr. Matt Dice. Followed by our comedian, Courtney Cronin-Dald. River Ghost followed that up. Then we had Samantha Newark, who is the voice of Jem from Jem and the Holograms, if you remember that cartoon from the 80s, among many other things. Very cool young lady. Then Tyson Leslie, the keyboardist for Vixen and multi-instrumentalist, very talented cat, was just released last week. And here we are with our latest guest from Rockin' Pod, Metal Dave Glesner, a rock journalist. Very, very interesting cat.
Yeah, not only is he a music journalist, but he's also a podcaster, and we'll let him tell you about all of his podcasts and rock journalism stories and everything. So we're going to go ahead and play that for you right now. It's about 13 or 14 minutes long. Metal Dave Glesner from Rockin' Pod Recap. We're hanging Rockin' Pod 2023. I'm Danny Myers along with Alon Fong. We are part of What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We have got Dave Glesner with us here today. How are you?
Doing well, man. Thanks for having me.
You're like a writer and a little bit of everything, right? I mean, you've been on stage with some bands?
Yeah. I am not a professional singer by any stretch, but I have been pulled on stage by some bands and done some jumping around and acting like a fool. But yeah, a lot of fun. But yeah, mainly I'm a music journalist. Mm-hmm. That's my background. Have written for a bunch of magazines, newspapers. I have a podcast now called Talk Louder Podcast. You can find us at talklouderpodcast.com.
Good.
So yeah, basically my background is music journalism and just now starting to get into the podcast realm. We've been doing this for 2 years. So yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've interviewed, I was reading this, Ozzy Osbourne, Metallica, Kiss, Motley Crue, The Ramones. You have sang on stage with Poison and Buck Cherry. Yeah. And a little history. His very first concert was the Kiss concert in 1983.
Ooh, that correct. Was the makeup, no makeup tour, right?
The first makeup. One? No, oh, that's the last. It was the tour. Creatures of the Night tour. But yeah. The kicker on that show was, first of all, I was a huge Kiss fan growing up, so I was so excited to finally. My parents wouldn't let me go to concerts when I was really young, so okay. 16 was the first time I was able to go to a concert. So I mowed lawns and saved up my money, and I was all excited to finally see Kiss. And at the time, the band Riot was supposed to be the opening act, so I was really stoked. All right, right. Well, Riot canceled at the last minute, and they added the Plasmatics.
Wow, Wendy O. Williams,
so, right. But this is back before the metalheads and the punk rockers got along. So yep. I'm thinking, yep. I was so disappointed. I was like, I don't want to see this punk rock bull crap. Mm-hmm. And today I'm a huge punk rocker, and I wear that as a badge of honor that the first live band I ever saw was Wendy O. Williams
that's
and the Plasmatics.
Amazing. She was a groundbreaker. That's all I can say.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. So cool that you got to see them.
Yeah.
Kiss, you've interviewed legends left and right, and you've been doing this for a while. As you've traveled around, like, you know, markets are different with what bands are popular somewhat, right? So so in Texas, you said you grew up in Texas, right?
Yes, correct.
So yeah. You said Kiss was the big influence. Obviously, Texas has such a great rock history from ZZ Top, Steve Ray Vaughan, so many great artists.
Yeah.
King's X.
Pantera.
How can I forget Pantera?
Yeah.
When you travel around, any markets that stand out to you as rock bastions that, that you know, stand out to you?
I don't do a lot of traveling with my line of work. Most of my interviews are done remotely over the phone,
so I'm
fairly stationary. I could tell you I was born and raised in San Antonio, and San Antonio is legendary for being a heavy metal hotbed.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I've been in Austin for like 28 years, but prior to that, in my formative years, as a teenager, mm-hmm. I was growing up in San Antonio, and we had a DJ on 99.5 KISS FM in San Antonio named Joe the Godfather Anthony. Mm. And he was known for, he was at other stations too. I don't want to, somebody's going to hear this today. He was also on such and such.
Nobody listens to us.
But Joe was the kind of guy back when radio DJs were free to bring their personal record collection to work.
Oh, that's awesome.
So he was championing bands like Budgie and the Killer Dwarves and Moxie.
I opened up for Killer Dwarves.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. He was into bands that were not getting airplay anywhere else. And then some of those bands, like I remember he was... Because he was generating airplay for them, they could play the arena in San Antonio before they played arenas anywhere else.
That's fucking awesome.
So we would have like Motley Crue and Queensryche at the arena in San Antonio before they were popular elsewhere because of Joe Anthony.
Wow.
So, you know, you ask if I've been around and seen any hotbeds of certain musical styles. San Antonio... It was actually known and still is as the heavy metal capital of the world.
That is awesome. And that shows you the influence and power of DJs, like in general.
In the day, yeah. Now DJs can't do what he used to do.
Program directors.
Right.
Yeah.
Now you get the same 10 songs on rotation and nobody goes deep and nobody's introducing you to new European heavy metal bands, you know?
Yeah.
So with all the bands you've interviewed, like the Ramones, like they didn't do a ton of interviews. So how'd that happen?
Yeah, that was the Ramones. First of all, I love them as a band.
Yes.
So when I was in college, I worked at the campus radio station, and I was kind of known as the heavy metal punk rock guy.
Okay.
So any of the Ramones CDs that came out or whatever, they were given to me.
Awesome.
And I was also writing for the campus newspaper. So through that association, I was connected with the Ramones publicist, who's a woman named Ida Langsam.
Okay.
And... So she gave me my first interview with the Ramones for the campus newspaper, and that started a connection. And so there was a time in the early, let's see, this would have been the early to mid-90s, when a new generation of punk rock bands was becoming popular. Green Day, Rancid, The Offspring.
Yeah.
So I reached out to the editor of the San Antonio newspaper where I had grown up, and I said, hey, I've got an idea for a story. You don't know me, but I've got an idea for a story. And I said, you know, all these punk rock bands are up and coming, and they're all over MTV, and they're selling all the records. They're all over the radio. All the kids are talking about them. What if I got you an interview with Joey Ramone talking, you know, the godfather of punk rock, so to speak, talking about this new generation of punk rock bands? And they said, if you can get Joey Ramone and you can write half-assed, we'd be interested in seeing what you come up with.
Mm.
So I got the interview with Joey. I wrote the piece. And this is the San Antonio newspaper, so it's not some small-town newspaper.
Yeah.
And they published it on the front page of the arts and entertainment section.
That's awesome.
And that started a relationship that's going to this day.
I want to find that article. I got to go look that up. That sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Any interviews that took a left turn you weren't expecting? Cool, fun thing you can share with us.
We're going to be back with the second half of our interview with Metal Dave Glessner right after this.
This is Metal Dave Glessner from the Talk Louder podcast and TooFastToDie.com. You're listening to the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right. You'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Any interviews that took a left turn you weren't expecting? Any cool, fun thing you can share with us?
Actually, I was just talking about this with someone else. I interviewed Glenn Tipton from Judas Priest one time, and he told me that he never picked up a guitar until he was like 18 or 20 years old. Yeah, I was shocked.
That is crazy.
Yeah, I was totally shocked.
Talk about a prodigy then.
Yeah, I mean, not bad, right? Most people that make the kind of living he's made started when they were 5 or 6 or whatever, you know? So that was one. I can't think off the top of my head of any, you know, major bombshells or whatever that came out of any interview. That one stands out because it kind of shocked me.
Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Alon and I did something a few months ago. Because we were looking at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the nominees and stuff that were getting in there. And, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, no disrespect, but not a lot of the music that's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, the bands are the same bands that are in strip clubs. Like, we couldn't do Carly Simon or something like that, right? So we decided that the strip clubs needed their own music hall of fame. We weren't going to call it rock and roll. It was just going to be the Strip Club Music Hall of Fame.
Okay.
And we did this, and if you look in front of you, there are the top 5. Now, what we did, we pulled DJs, entertainers, managers, everybody from the industry. We said, give us your top 5. Had to be 20 years or older, so 2002 and older, and write it down. So we did this whole thing, and these were the top 5 that came up there. And you got Motley Crue, Def Leppard, Nine Inch Nails, Guns N' Roses, and Prince.
And it's any genre. So any genre.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess really what I want to ask you, being a rock journalist and being somebody that's been around, what do you think of that list? And who do you think we're missing?
Well, first of all, I'd say that list is pretty spot on. off the top of my head, you're sorely lacking Buck Cherry.
Yes.
Crazy
they,
bitch.
They did get some votes, and not enough to get in there. So.
Not this year.
This year they did not. We actually had Josh Todd on our podcast one time. Two, 3 years ago.
Yeah. And he did the remix of Crazy Bitch. They did a remix of
with a rapper.
Yeah, I remember that.
I like the original better.
Yeah, me too. But still, first of all, Josh is great, and they have a lot of great strip club songs. One of the few, I say younger, but compared to the other bands on the list, bands that have consistently produced strip club classics of late. Right?
Yes.
I would say AC/DC. As a band that missed, I was shocked. Nine Inch Nails to me should have been later, because really Closer is their big song for strip clubs.
Yeah.
We said this on the show, that while they deserve to be in the Hall of Fame eventually, I wouldn't have put them in first ballot.
Yeah. You could throw Poison in there.
Yeah.
Talk Dirty to me.
Yep. Strip club songs. Skinny Bop. Nothing But a Good Time.
There you go.
Yeah, a lot of good songs from them as well.
Yeah.
Who else? Who is your favorite person to interview?
Oh, man. You know, I have favorites for different reasons. So there's some people that are my favorites just because of their stature and who they are and what they mean to me. And then there are, what I think you're asking is the people that just give you the great conversations. And for me, there's a few. Bret Michaels from Poison, always a great interview. He just has a gift for talking. And he's very sincere and very genuine, and his enthusiasm he just oozes enthusiasm. So I always love talking to Brett any chance I get. Lemmy was awesome.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Just I got to meet him.
Brutally honest, super smart. Yeah. His sense of humor was just amazing. He stands out for sure. I've had a good interview with Slash.
Okay.
I've interviewed him a few times. One time he was just kind of dry, and then there was another one that was particularly good. Zach Wilde's a great interview. Much like Lemmy in the sense that he just says it like he feels. I like the guys that aren't worried about record company politics and what their publicist is going to say and all that stuff.
They
just let it rip, you know? So, yeah, those guys stand out among...
What about on a personal note for you? I obviously, the Ramones was probably big for you, but...
Yeah, the Ramones, big, big, big for me. Kiss, big, big, big for me. Kiss is the band that put me on the path to rock and roll, you know. So I've interviewed Gene twice, Paul once, Peter once. Oddly enough, I've never interviewed Ace, but he's the only one of the band I've actually met.
Oh, okay.
So I met him, through a connection, I was able to go hang out in his hotel room for a bit and just take a photo and talk to him briefly. So he's the one guy that I actually had FaceTime with but never got to interview. And the other guys I got to interview but I've never met.
See, mine would be Van Halen, so Roth, and obviously I can't interview Eddie ever.
I should add Roth. I interviewed Roth. He was hilarious.
Yeah, he's such a good storyteller.
Yes, much like Bret Michaels. I interviewed Eddie Van Halen once. The David Lee Roth thing was funny because there was miscommunication due to the time zones. So he called my house and I wasn't there. But my girlfriend, who's now my wife, was spending the night at my apartment. She was asleep on the couch and she calls me frantically at work. And she says, David Lee Roth just called the house and you weren't here. I didn't know what to do. And I said, well, what did he say? And she goes, I didn't pick up. He left a message. And I said, okay, let me get this squared up with his publicist and find out what went on. So I get home, and there's this message on my answering machine from David Lee Roth, and it's like, hey, Dave, this is Dave. Are you there? And then he says, well, I guess I missed you. I'll try again later. So I saved that.
Yeah.
And then when we finally caught up later that day, he called and he said, yeah, I was going to call back and just leave you a bunch of answers and tell you to make up the questions.
That's good.
Awesome.
So that was classic.
I'm
so
jealous.
Yeah. Classic. Classic.
That is. What is Too Tough to Die?
Too Fast to Die.
Fast to Die. Yeah.
Too Fast to Die is a website I started to basically archive a lot of my interviews and photographs, and I've written, you know, album reviews, concert reviews. So at one point, I've had people throughout the years tell me I should write a book, and I always thought the idea of writing a book was just too daunting of a task. I was worried I would never finish it. I was worried. I just overthought it, and I thought, you know what? I do have a lot of stories, and if I handled them in bite-sized chunks, I could maybe just compile them and put them on a website, and that way my commitment of time is down to just telling a story instead of the whole body of work. So I came up with the website toofasttodie.com, and it's two with the numerals, two fast, and the number two fast, the number two die.com. And it's basically just a glorified archive of some of my rock and roll adventures and interviews I've done over the years and things like that. I wanted to capture all that stuff and save it somehow.
Great idea.
But since we started the podcast 2 years ago, it's kind of been pushed to the back burner. I'm not real active on there, but it's been up for 12 or 14 years or something.
I can't wait to go check it out.
So there's tons of content on there, just nothing real recent because the podcast has become the new...
Sure, yeah. You know, the new outlet.
Yeah, exactly.
What a great, fascinating journey you had. I can't wait to dive into the articles and stuff you've written. Like, really, the Joey Ramone with Green Day and all the article I want to read. I'm a rock historian as a fan.
Yeah.
And I really am excited to dive into this.
If you're a Ramones fan and you go to the Too Fast to Die website, look up the one that I did. Joey's brother, Mickey Lee, they did an album. It was actually an EP called Sibling Rivalry.
Mm. Okay.
And so when that came out, I interviewed Joey, and then I went and I interviewed Mickey separately. And then I combined those interviews of them talking about the article or about the album. And I won't spoil the punchline, but Joey Ramone ended up calling me highly pissed off.
Uh-oh.
And it just crushed my universe because he was my hero.
Yeah.
But there's a happy ending, and I'm not going to spoil it. So go to TooFastToDie.com and do a search for Joey Ramone and the sibling rivalry article.
I can't wait to read it.
Dave, we want to thank you for your time, man.
Absolutely.
And
plug
your website or your podcast again.
Podcast is called Talk Louder Podcast, and you can find the website is talklouderpodcast.com. We're all over Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. We have a YouTube channel. The podcast is audio and video, so if you can watch it as we speak to our guests and whatnot. We drop a new episode every Wednesday. And my website is TooFastToDie.com.
With the numbers.
With the numbers, yeah.
Got it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Man, I'm kind of sad, Alon, that was our final Rockin' Pod interview. And we had so much fun with that. What do you remember about Dave Glessner?
Just that, you know me, I'm a huge music fan and music history fan. So just getting to hear the stories about like the Ramones and just some of the other big artists he's interviewed. I've had a chance since the show to go to TooFastToDie.com. And listen to some of the great and read some of the great interviews from like he had with Eddie Van Halen, Nikki Sixx, Tommy Thayer, Rob Halford, Metallica. One titled, like I think he kind of mentioned, Road to Ruin, How I Pissed Off Joey Ramone and Broke My Own Heart. All great, great interviews. And so many rock legends, Gene Simmons, Alice Cooper, Michael Monroe. You can go on and on and on and on. I mean, he's got years and years and years of stuff. So it's a really great website you can keep going back to again and again and again. And enjoy some looks back at rock history.
Yeah. So the website again, TooFastToDie.com. He is also his Talk Louder podcast he does with Jason McMaster. That one, by the way, you know how we like to brag that we are in the top 10% globally of all strip clubs across the world and the universe.
Yes.
His podcast is in the top 5%. So we're trying to catch him, man. We're trying to catch him. Dave, we're coming after you, man. We want that top 5%. I keep checking it, man.
So you'd be better off, you know, to support him by going to his website, TooFastToDie.com, not listening to the podcast until we catch up. Then you can listen to him again.
No, seriously, listen to it. They're great, great people, man. You know, he along with Jason, they do a great job. So, Alon, that's our final Rockin' Pod recap. Just kind of like an overview thought of the entire interview process, that entire day, what it was like. And if you have one particular person that we interviewed that really stood out over anybody else.
The whole experience was a lot of fun. So I'm just looking forward to next year. I mean, we can't wait till 2024 to do this all over again. Chris Sinzak has done such a great job growing the podcast convention and bring new facets every year from what we're told from the people we talk to, from the other podcasters like John Verno of Metal Mayhem, great guy. And we've talked since then. I've learned some stuff from him and he interviewed me at Rockin' Pod. I released that show not too long ago as well. So yeah, more cool guests and just keep learning and keep growing and good people, man. It was just a lot of fun. So if you get to go, you can buy a ticket so you can come as a fan and watch these interviews go down live. There's like 80 podcasts doing interviews all day. You get to meet all these rock stars and comedians and actors and so on and so forth. So it's good for everybody, not just podcasters.
Yeah, I think the person that I enjoyed talking to the most, and he wasn't on any of our shows, we've never interviewed him, but it's David Hooper. David Hooper is just such a smart person when it comes to everything, man. I mean, he's a consultant. He's a photographer. He's a podcast guru. We've talked to him several times on Zoom calls, but that was the first time we ever got to see each other face to face. And I got to get his second book, so now I've got two of his books. And great guy. If you're ever thinking about starting a podcast, David Hooper, check out that name.
Hooper.
Go
read his books. If you're going to podcast, you got to read his books. Period.
Absolutely. And just so you know, all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcasts, including the Panda Top 20 Bubbling Under, Off the Charts, Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, Rockin' Pod Recap can be found at What's Hot, ITSC. stripclubhof.com.
Go get your votes in for the Strip Club Hall of Fame at stripclubhof.com. The ballot is closing soon. The class of 2024 is for you to decide. Get those votes in.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.